Blog Talk Radio. I don't wanna go there. We should never go there. Why you wanna go there? I guess I gotta go there. You're hearing rumors about me, and you can't stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what they're saying, because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please, babe, so please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Cause it can get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you love me, then let it be beautiful. 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 Everything I say right now, it's gonna be used in another fight. And I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? You're gonna start asking me questions like, was she attractive? Was she an actress? Baby, the fact is, you're hearing rumors about me. And saw some pictures online saying they got you so worried, making you wish you were blind. Before we start talking crazy, saying some things we'll regret, can we just slow it down and stress? You said, so please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Cause it can get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you
Chris, wait!
I know it's the last minute.
People
are saying it's a suicide mission. Why are you doing this?
I'm doing a service for my country and my planet. And that means saving the people I love and I care about. And that's what I do.
Yes, ma'am. No.
Chris, wait!
your heart is fine and gold, baby. mind. Your ambition won't leave me alone. Tell me about your dreams, tell me everything. Don't nobody care about your heart like I do. Girl, I'm down for you just the way that you're
down for me.
Party like a queen, but it ain't about your body, baby, it's about your being. I ain't rolling up, but I'm on a hot. When you really think about it, ain't no wonder why.
I'm so down for you.
Tell me how you came, with the angels live. You know
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and this is Diva's Talk. I am joined tonight by my special panel of divas. I got my diva, Lisa Lips, in here. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. What's going on, Diva?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm enjoying this night air. You know, it does something for me. Let me bring in my other diva. Got Lady A up in here. How you doing tonight, Lady A? Are you muted? Lady A, you there?
Sorry, I was on mute. Sorry. Yes, I'm here and I'm enjoying the night air as well. I've got a nice fan blowing on me and there's a nice breeze coming in through the window. So it's a good night.
What about you, Diva, Ms. Lips? How are you enjoying this night?
I'm inside. We just had another thunderstorm, so I'm in the house, but I'm here with y'all and enjoying.
All right, that's what's up. I don't blame you. I don't play with the thunder and lightning either. You know, you said thunder. No, where there's thunder, there's lightning. You can't have thunder without the lightning. Okay, that's what causes the sound.
Right.
So, okay, I ain't playing with it, so I get it. Trust me. All right, so ladies, let me finish the introduction to the show. As I said, this is Diva's Talk. And you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why the average when you can be raw? Ladies, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
Absolutely.
I got a beautiful one.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. We love you, too. Now, before I go any further, I want to give a big shout-out to a personal friend of mine. And he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO of Raw Link. Those beautiful pieces of jewelry that me and my divas just talked about. And you can acquire those pieces of jewelry on Amazon or rawlinksbraw@facebook.com. And if you can't get them at one of those places, holler at one of us here in Epiphany. Anybody here in Epiphany will make sure you get hooked up with the creator of Raw Links. And you get to adorn your body with these beautiful pieces of jewelry, which include precious gems and metals and even wood. All right, they give off amazing energy, and you will definitely be satisfied with your choice. Now, ladies, tonight, what we are going to be discussing is, I'm posing this question. What do you do when your friends come to you with unrealistic goals? Now, I'm going to give you an example, okay? Someone that I knew a long time ago was a great storyteller, but and they were working on I'm not going to give too much detail, okay? But they were working on an amazing story, and it got kind of ripped away from them, but that's another story to tell. Anyway, because they had gotten so much praise from people that were allowed to actually read it, I think their head got a little blown up, and they believed that this story was going to make them a millionaire by the next year, and they were going to have a private jet and all kinds of, you know, good stuff. And I wasn't trying to knock down the idea, but that goal, to reach that goal within a year, to me was unrealistic. So I kind of had to, like, break their heart and let them know it can happen, but not within just a year, because baby, success don't come overnight. If it does, that means the devil then approached you personally and showed you your wildest dreams can come true. Okay. with you putting in the work yourself, it's going to take a little bit more time. It doesn't happen like that. So that's what I want to know. I want some insight on how you would handle a friend of yours coming to you with something you know is just unrealistic goals. So I'm going to start with Ms. Liz. How would you handle that? If a good friend of yours came to you and was talking on something that was just like you knew was just not going to happen just like that, how do you handle something like that?
I would try to point out the fact that you got to put this work in and that it's not going to take 6 minutes to do it. You got to have that time and energy and find the right people and, you know, but people sometimes when they come to you with these pie in the sky ideas, they just want you to agree with them.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes no matter what you say, it's not going to get through.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm going to tell you the truth. That's just who I am.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the truth. But you have to make the decision as to whether you're going to hear what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree. And that's why I said you got to break their heart and bring them back down to earth a little bit. You know, don't discourage, you know, but do be sensible about it, you know.
Right.
But you can't pull no punches when it comes to people's fantasies and goals that they have set. You have to give them the raw version of it, of how, you know, things will go in this world, but I never discourage. Lady A, what's your opinion on this? How would you handle that?
Well, you'd have to be very careful and delicate in how you handle it. But I think what I would do is, if it's a business set up or some sort of a store or things for sale, I would have to ask them questions to do with you know, marketing. What is the market for this type of thing that you're trying to sell or trying to do? What is, you know, a feasibility study? What is the history of buyers? I would stick to those kind of questions to see if they've done any homework on how to get off the ground, I guess. And if it was pie in the sky, I think it's difficult for people to listen, and I agree with Lisa that, you know, they want you to agree with them, they want you to celebrate with them before there is anything to celebrate. But I think the reality, if it's a really close friend, we should be able to approach each other in a fashion that's non-threatening and stick to the facts, like I said, marketing skills and that sort of thing. Because, you know, there's been things I've thought of, oh, well, let's do this or let's do that. And then when you come right down to studying the project, it's a go-nowhere deal, you know what I mean? So there's lots of failures out there that had pie-in-the-sky thoughts as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that was going to be my next question. You said you have to be, I forget the exact words you use, but maybe tender or gentle with that person.
Yeah.
Why be gentle with them? Because you pretty much know your friends, right? And you understand that maybe they're just not going to hear what you're saying anyway. So I don't think being gentle with them will make a difference. You still have to tell them.
Yeah, it depends on the friend, though. It depends on their personalities. I think you have to sort of gauge your response or reaction or your advice according to their personalities. I think that there's some people you can go hard on and say, you know, look, you know, you're not thinking straight, and others you got to kind of coach them a little bit and try to help them see beyond what they're seeing. Yeah, you've got to be strict too, but I think it depends on the personality of the person you're trying to reach.
Okay. I can go with that as well. Me, I do take a gentle approach to pretty much everybody that I talk to, because everything I do out of love. But I'm not going to pull punches in what needs to be said. Everything that I do come out and say, I'm going to give it to you straight up. I'm not going to cover it up and sugarcoat it and all that shit just to save your feelings. Because because when I get finished what I'm saying anyway, you're going to feel some type of way, period. You know, and I know it really doesn't have anything to do with me. It has everything to do with how you deal with, how you absorb what I'm saying to you, how your feelings react to it, you know. But nonetheless, it needs to be said. If you are a real friend to that person, you will tell them. You're not going to let them walk around in this fantasy realm, and then later on, the letdown and the when the expectations are not met and reality hits them in the face, it's going to break them even more so than from what you're telling them early on. So I think it's a big help when you are straight up with your friend and let them know. You know, it's like anybody that you care about, you there are certain things that need to happen for them so things can happen for them, but some things we need to give them a little bit of guidance in, and that's just what my intentions are more so. Because when that person came to me and I kept giving them praise, I'm like, yeah, this is a really, really good story. You know what I mean? It's like a page turner. You want to see if it's going to be. And another thing, they wanted it to be a script, and they wanted to go straight to Hollywood and think that they were going to pull in some really big people. I'm talking in big, big major stars. And I'm like, no, baby, it doesn't happen like that. It's about who you know, for one. You know what I'm saying? And then that person, you got to make sure that they're on board, that they're right with you. You know what I mean? Because you got a lot of shiesty people out here. It's so many conditioning factors to reaching this goal that is set. And they thought that they were just going to jump over everything and literally have an overnight success. And I'm like, it's not like that. I'm not saying this to hurt your feelings, but I want you to be prepared for a lot of heartbreak and a lot of work that's going to go into reaching this goal. And I believe in you. I always make sure I let these people know, whoever they are, I do. I believe in you. I do see you being successful, just not as soon as you think. Okay?
Right.
I believe it is.
Most people don't realize that an overnight success usually takes about 10 years.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, five if you're lucky to come up on somebody that really wants to back you, you know, that has some power in the industry, you know. But ladies, go ahead. You got anything else to say?
Well, I was gonna say, you can liken it to not just for like a fancy dream of rags to riches, but even when you're with a close friend to speak to them about some, you know, maybe their husband's cheating on them or some sort of thing has happened that they don't know about but everybody else does, do you tell them? How do you approach them? Are they going to be willing to listen to you or not? And so you can gauge that person by their response to a sort of general conversation, if they're open and willing to listen to constructive criticism or something negative that's happened that they're not aware of in their life and should be because everybody else knows, kind of thing. I don't know if that makes any sense or not, but
I get what you're saying, and I have to disagree with you on that part. See, when it comes down to relationships, okay, and I believe all of us ladies have experienced a relationship, okay, and I believe at the age that we're at, we've probably been in long-term relationships. My thing on that is it's none of my business. If it's meant for them to know, they will know. And the truth does come out. I don't believe in involving myself in other people's business like that because you wind up being the enemy, okay? And they yep. start looking at you like you had an issue with it from the door. You didn't want me to have this relationship in the first place, or you just jealous, or maybe you want him, you know, or vice versa with a man. Maybe you just, you know, maybe you wanted her. You know what I mean? I don't get involved because, like I said, the truth surfaces eventually. I was... And at the same time, you really can win because if you're friends with that person and they you're friends with them as a couple and the truth comes out, they feel like, well, you should have told me. I'm walking around here stupid, you know, thinking everything yeah. is okay, you know, and you should have told me, but it wasn't my place to tell you. It was not my husband. It was not my extramarital affair or whatever it is that was going on. It was not my place to tell you that. So you can't be upset.
What if they asked you your opinion of certain, whatever it happens to be? What if they asked your opinion and then kind of turned on you because they didn't like what you had to say? Like, I don't think I would necessarily volunteer that information either, but if I was asked, I would say something about it. Maybe that would be the wrong approach too. I don't know.
If you ask me something, then I'm going to give you my true answer. I kind of have been in a situation where I knew a friend of mine's husband was having an affair with someone, but he was the kind of person who was kept a regular schedule at things he did. So he always saw the other woman at the same time in the same place. So I invited mm-hmm. her out for coffee one day so we could be in position for her to see it herself.
Wow.
I'm kind of on the fence with that one because I kind of agree, but at the same time, I'm still leaning towards it's none of my business. Even if they did come to me, and they did come to me, and they were confiding in me about everything, and I'm like, should I tell her that I've seen this and that I've seen that? Because a lot of times those couples wind up working it out and staying, getting back together, and then they're looking at you because they done had shitloads of pillow talk about you. You know, and they're directing the fuck-ups that they've had at you. You know how they say the closest get the most? When it's really something that they are responsible for. Nobody forced them to go out there and let, you know, jump in the bed with somebody else, and nobody forced them to push away the feeling that maybe something is going on. If you get a feeling that there is something wrong in your relationship, and this feeling still, it lingers, it doesn't go anywhere, then maybe you should do some investigating of your own and not relying on people, because I know a woman who's not together with that man anymore, but she was she would have a lot of females that lived around her report to her, not realizing that some of these females were interested in her man. So
right.
they were giving her false information to upset her. You understand what I'm saying? So this is why, you know, mm-hmm. that's a very, very touchy thing as far as, you know, breaking somebody's heart and letting them know what's going on and the reality of the situation. I just don't agree with involving myself in something like that. Like, because I know that the truth is going to come to light, plain and simple, and I don't want my name in anything. Don't put me in none of your shit, okay? That wasn't my relationship. And when they did find out, I was still labeled the enemy because they felt like because my marriage was going through a lot of changes, why is it that mine couldn't be on the same level as theirs. Theirs wasn't successful, and my husband and I chose to stay in the fight and not end our marriage. And they were like, well, why is it that you guys did this and this and this and that? Why is it your marriage is still together? And I'm like, baby, you can't compare yours to mine. What I eat don't make you shit. Understand?
Right.
So,
right.
You know, it is what it is.
I admit to, in that situation that I spoke of, I didn't tell her anything. And I came across the situation quite by accident. It was a new coffee house. And I had gone to the coffee house to get myself something to drink, and I sat down at a window seat and was having my coffee, and I just happened to look out the window and see him.
It was meant for you to see him.
Yeah.
It was meant for you to see. Nothing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I saw what I saw, and I saw who he was with, and I said, okay, now I'm not going to talk about it right yet, but I'm going to come back here another day and see if I run into the same situation. So, like I said, he was a creature of habit, so the next week, on the same day, I went and got myself coffee, and sure enough, there they were. So the third week, I invited her to come have coffee with me, and we sat at the same table. And when she looked up and saw him, she went in a fit, and I had never seen any of it.
Okay.
Wow, that was a completely brilliant move.
I did not. I didn't know anything till now, just like you didn't know anything till now. Then you can't be mad at me because you saw it with your own eyes.
What a great plan. That was excellent. So can I ask you what happened to them?
She went flying out the coffee house and threw a fit in the middle of the street. They got arguing. She got fighting with the girl. The cops ended up in it. And,
dear.
Yeah, and then she tried to put it together again after a while, after she got out of jail. But, yeah, she just could not. She couldn't get it together. And she didn't trust him anymore. You know, every time he left the house, then she was paranoid. She tried to put a tracker on his car and all kinds of craziness after that. So it ended up them going their separate ways anyway.
All right. Well, let me ask you one more question because we're going to kind of like cut this conversation short and get into our poetry. Was she known for being like kind of suspecting him of messing around on her throughout the term of their relationship and just and continue to stay with him anyway, or was this just a one-time event and she really did not know?
Prior to that, she was pretty pretty sure that her relationship was fine and that she had no reason to be suspecting. But he was being cunning about it. He was meeting this woman in the middle of the day. So she just thought he was at work.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, the woman that I spoke of, she knew for years that he was running around on her, and she continued to take him back and deal with it. And that was another big part of the reason why I didn't say anything. Because it's like, you guys wind up back together, or you don't separate, you fight a lot, and then you wind up staying with him still, even though you know that this is a pattern for him. This is just what he does to you, okay? So that was a big reason why that particular relationship I didn't get involved in. I said I know several women that have, and men that have been in relationships like that where their partners cheated on them, and some of them didn't know, some of them did know, and they continued to allow the relationship to go on. And I said something one time, and I wound up being an enemy of both, and to this day, that couple is still angry with me, but it really didn't have anything to do with me. I thought I was doing the right thing, so that's what made me stay away from getting involved. Don't ask me no questions. I tell you no lies. I promise you that. But thank you, ladies, for your input. I appreciate this. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pay the bills real quick, and then when we come back, we're going to get into some poetry. Is that all right with y'all?
Sounds great.
All right, we'll be right back.
Tiffany Radio.
All right, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It is approximately 9:45, 15 minutes before the 10 o'clock hour. I'm going to throw that number out there for you again. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, and the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please press that 1 to join us. Now, ladies, I am going to choose for you guys to read some poetry. And this week, I think I'm going to go with Lady A first. So, whenever you're ready. The mic is yours.
Okay. I wrote this piece. It's called Slaying the Dragon of Broken Minds. Like snow weighing down pine boughs, she dreams out loud, teetering on the edge of reason. She suffers from delusions. Wild thoughts untamed give way to being ashamed. Whispers behind her back, ridiculed and attacked. Fragile spirit, delicate soul, she remains half of whole, dances on thinnest ice, cracking with each step she is bereft. Spinning into an abyss, helpless to help herself, she insists her authentic self can deliver her from the sin within. Take my hand and breathe in my strength. Let love reconnect. Remember back to when you smiled and drowned your agonized miles. Look to the sky, the sun and clouds, then speak peace out loud. Rest your mind, take joy in what was and what will be again. No one is an island. We cannot stand alone. It is time to reach for help. You are potent. On your own. Dream and forever hold the beauty life once more unfolds. Fresh eyes view today anew, and ears hear novel songs debut. End poem.
You like a, and you, how can I say this? You have this beautiful way of expressing your pieces. It's almost a archaic language, but it's not so Shakespearean. But it's still a beautiful, God, I can't even think of a word to say right now. I love the calmness. Even though you have an exclamation point at the end of each stanza, it's still a very soft and gentle way of expressing yourself. You have this very, very smooth tone about you, and it makes you, like, sit down, cross your legs, and lean on one hand and be like, Yeah. It's really, really, I enjoy your poetry so much. There was a line in there that I can't even remember now because I start running my mouth about how I feel about your poetry, but it was really, really a beautiful piece. Oh, man. Miss Lips, what you got for
much.
That?
And I know that Lady A is also a visual artist, but your poetry speaks in visual tone. And, you know, your artistry shows through in the pieces that you write. You draw a picture with your words and draw you into the story you're telling. And that's the thing. And I agree with LaPearl. The way that you present your pieces, you have such a smooth, calm voice, and you bring such power to the words just by being calm and lulling us into the story. I love the way you do your poetry.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
Wow. Yes, yes. Thank you. Now, Ms. Lips, we are ready for your amazing artistry. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
This one is today years old. I just barely finished it before the show. It's called Why Do You Ask? I'm just curious. Why do you ask? You come to me with your hopes and dreams and pour them out like a flood, an avalanche of all you believe to be possible, even though you have no plan on how it will happen. Then you ask my opinion on all that you spilled, then get angry if I start to dig through the pile. You want me to stand back, take it all in, then agree with your fantasies, bolster your unplanned desires, and follow you into the rabbit hole. But I cannot. I live here on the ground, and I can see this pie in the sky. There are seeds of possibility on the glittering, but you can't find focus. Because you have decided the ending long before you ever even try to start the book. You expect my friendship to be blind to reality, to be your yes man, even if my gut says no. So I'm sorry, but I love you too much to stand here and blind myself to the pitfalls you're creating, speaking truth into your chaos, giving you my heartfelt guidance, but I can't make you see what you choose to ignore. So go your own way if you choose. Forget my advice and fly off on your own. I'll pray for your good and wish you well. And if, by some miracle, it works, I will be the first to congratulate you and be proud of all you've accomplished. But if it fails and all crumbles to the floor, I'll be here with open arms to uphold your spirit and to help you see clearly for your next move. But make no mistake, I won't candy coat reality. So don't expect me to clear up your mess if you're just going to keep diving in with no thought. Because if that's your plan anyway, then why do you ask? I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
Better tell them how you feel, girl. Yes, yes, yes. Still got it. You're going to have to put the work in, baby. Okay. I like that piece a lot. Yes, yes. This, you know, you also have a way of expressing yourself, especially when you are writing about someone and getting your point across. You don't pull no punches. You let them know, I got all the love in the world for you, but I'm not just going to give it to you blindly like a fool and allow you to just take it without participating, without you pouring into me as well. Oh, man, you have said a lot of things that you said things in that a lot of us as women are apprehensive about expressing, whether it be from lack of experience or experience, just a certain toxic level, you get your point across. And I really, really, I appreciate that. Dope piece, dope piece. Lady A, what
Thank
you got
you.
For that?
All right, love this, because I think that your ability to speak that truth, most people don't want to hear it. I love how you started, like, why do you ask? And then when you get the answer, why? Then you get the person gets angry, and then you have true friendship. It was in these two lines I felt was that if they followed through and they succeeded, you will celebrate with them. But if they fail, you'll be there to pick up the pieces. I thought that was a brilliant show of true friendship.
Absolutely.
Telling the truth, but true friendship is that you're there for both reasons, to celebrate and to support when a person falls. And then the last part of it too, I really like the fact that, you know, why do these people ask for help or people's opinions or for support when they know fully well that they're going to do whatever they're going to do anyway, no matter
mm-hmm.
what you say. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
a great
sometimes. Of honesty.
Yeah,
I really love it.
People ask opinions so they have somebody to blame when it doesn't work. So if they ask
yeah.
your opinion and you give them advice and then they follow your advice, or they whether they follow your advice or not, now they have somebody they can come and say, well, I followed your advice and it failed, or I didn't listen and it succeeded. So, you know, they want somebody to be able to say, see, I told you so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. In my inbox, somebody said they're called ass-holes, and I agree.
Like
yes, yes, yes. Well, thank you, ladies, for that amazing poetry. I got a piece. This is not new, but it is a piece nonetheless, and it is untitled. Give me a tree I can pick fruit from. My whole backyard being caressed by the sun. I've always been a shaman of energy healing. I'm an amalgamation of stardust and the essentials in life. I was broken to see peace emerge. And although war still rages inside of me, I have no shame. I kiss my heartbreaks away every day and wrap what's left of me in my blessings. Yet I have no understanding of why some hurt is tattooed on the chambers of my existence. I carry love's burden, and it's called unconditionally given, because it knows of no other way. I know of no other way, but I thirst for it. So no matter how far I ran, I could always hear my soul calling out to me to just come back home. Until the day I realized how someone treats you is more important than how much you like them. That it wasn't them I was hurting. I was hurting the beautiful soul that I am. But I'm not a hypocrite, so I stand in front of the mirror completely naked and unafraid to face the truth. I claim ownership of my past, and I've made peace with it. So when my soul bears its scars to you, understand that's just evidence of a powerful testimony. And I promise, if I open my world of love to you, you'll never feel any residue of what I've been through. It's of an amazing end result. But if you forfeit your spot in my life for something different you later come to realize ain't treating you like I do, well, then that's your loss. You can bet your life it ain't out of spite that I ain't coming for you if you do. Because I don't chase. I absolutely attract. Don't get it twisted. I wish you nothing but the best, always. Because when you're trying to heal, holding grudges do you no good. is just get in your way. So please, by all means, stay over there where the shit is spread around. I'm still watering my lawn, and it needs no additives. That probably went over your head when I went over, when you went over the fence. I messed that piece.
Wow. I love this, too. You know, you live your, from what I know of you, you live your life like this. Mm-hmm. You know, your broken pieces, your hurt's been tattooed, but it doesn't scar you for the rest of your life. You know, and then you speak about how someone treats you versus how much you like them, and what's most important, you know, and that you've made peace with your past.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that you say whoever comes into your life, you're going to love them without bringing that past into the new relationship. And mm-hmm. And then the pièce de résistance is, you know, the result is an amazing end result of this brand new you,
mm-hmm.
starting fresh. And then, mm-hmm. can you read that last couple of lines about the shit in your and your watering your lawn? I love that.
Okay. Okay. It says and don't get it twisted. I wish you nothing but the best always. Because when you're trying to heal, holding grudges do you no good. They just get in your way. So please do, by all means, stay over there where the shit is spread around. I'm still watering my lawn, and it needs no additives. But that probably went over your head when you went over the fence.
Ah, brilliant. So good.
Thank you.
Well, you know that I'm in love with your way of spitting your poetry. But this piece here was basically, yeah, I got you. I'm going to be there. But if you determine to do what you determine to do, don't expect me to fall in the trap with you.
Absolutely. That's right. I open the door. And I let them, you know, untie my bow. And they see what they're getting. They understand what they're getting, but for some people, no matter how much you offer, no matter how much natural love you have to give, it's not enough for them. And they got to run into, you know, Susan and find out that Susan is only about what they can offer. They pretty much get what they gave to me when they run and jump over the fence, you know? And then they want to come back, like, you know, I apologize and this and this and this and that. And it's like, okay, I accept your apology. And then they think you're supposed to ride off into the damn sunset with them. No, wait, get off my hand. I'm not going away with you. It's not
That's
like
right.
that, baby. You made your choice, okay? Now, you know, I'm not going to disrespect you or be mean to you. Don't expect me to be a part of your life anymore because it's not like that. You had your chance with me. That season is over, okay? Leaves and fall on the ground and change colors, and there's new plants that are coming up. So go on somewhere else. Go on back over there in her garden. Mess up some shit. You know? And that's pretty much it. But ladies, I have a song for all three of us. I think that is suitable for what we just read. So I'm gonna play this song, and then I'm gonna get to this caller that we have up in here. All right.
Sorry if it's hard to catch my vibe. I need a lover to trust, tell me you're on my side. Are you down for the rock. It's not easy with someone to catch my eye. But I've been waiting for you for my whole damn life, my whole lifetime. Don't be afraid to tell me if you ain't with it. I see your focus, yeah, you're so independent. It's hard for me to open up, I'll admit it. You got some shit to say and I'm here to listen. So baby, tell me where your love lies. Waste a day and spend the night underneath the sunrise.
Welcome back to Divas Talk, everybody. Ladies, Divas, let's open up this first microphone to a host. One of the hosts of Epiphany Radio Show is the Just Jay and Gina Storm Show, I believe. And we got ourselves Gina Storm. Hey, Gina, welcome to Divas Talk. How you doing tonight?
Hi, Divas. I'm doing fine. I wrote a piece while listening.
Oh, awesome, awesome. But I still got to ask you the question of the evening, okay? And we're getting a written piece? Uh-oh. All right. So what do you do when your friends come to you with unrealistic goals? How do you handle that?
In this instance, it's not a friend. It's a family member. My cousin,
okay.
I think I was in the eighth grade when she was born. I'm like 13, 14 years her senior. She got married a couple years ago to a guy who thinks he's a genius. I mean, if you ask him, he'll tell you he is. I know people who actually have tested their IQ makes them an actual genius. So I do know for a fact that he's not that. And I'm not going to tell her because she loves him. And she's his support system, his cheerleader, his go-to, his rah-rah, his sis-boom-ba, his everything that he needs to have in a woman and then some. And I'm proud of her for that. But I'm sad because I see something she doesn't see. And I've been where she is currently. And I hesitate to even give it too much thought, but this topic tonight, it struck a nerve because I talked to her a couple of days ago and she was like, yeah, so he's getting ready to do this, that, and the third. And I was like, oh, okay. And then all I could think was, cheer him on, Ma. Do what you need to do. You're his wife, and that's your station and your position, and I salute you for being there for your husband. But I know that ain't going nowhere because he's like a lot of talk and no action.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't see it because he's in it. So I wrote my piece based on that observation, based on what you guys were discussing previously, and it's not my place to say, and I will not tell her. And I would be the enemy if I did. And I need her to have people in her life who will hold her up when this goes awry. And he will. I feel like everything he does.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You had a distraction. No. It happened.
Yeah, I was trying to cancel that call because people know that I have a show on certain nights. They
like,
know
I'm
what
Stop
time it is.
Me. Right.
Girl, I've been hosting for, what, a couple of years now. So people know. You know
At
what I mean?
Three
Why
or four.
Girl, and I'm like, come on now. So I was trying to disconnect that call, and I wound up hitting
your mic. You know what I was thinking? I said if muting everyone is going to make that stop, then let's go.
Okay. And that's the thing. I try to mute myself, but I get enthralled in the conversation with the callers, I want to hear what you guys have to say. And I have a habit of throughout your words,
you do that.
And I'm like,
that's you.
I can't help it. That is me, but you know, that's just the way that I am. But I apologize. Please finish what you were saying.
No worries. No, all I had to say, and I'm going to land my plane, is he's not all he believes he is. And when those things don't come to fruition, and they've been together for, you know, some more years on down the road. So they were together for a couple of years before they got married. And I was so happy for her for getting married because she really wanted to be a wife. And didn't see him as husband material, but it wasn't my pick. It wasn't my choice. She wasn't taking a survey. She just married him. I didn't ask anybody when I married my two husbands. So I know that that's a real thing. And she's an adult, and she's going to learn the hard way. But when she comes to land after this implodes, she would have a soft place because we're her family. We're her people, and we love her. And we can see the thing that she doesn't see right now. But the wonderful thing about it is, ain't none of us getting in that. That's a business. We're staying out of it. So I right the wrongs in my life, so I wrote a piece instead of saying something to my cousin.
Well, thank you for that. And I'm going to move out the way. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. I titled this piece, and I wrote it, like, right now ago. Your light. I see beauty almost every single day. I'm related to lovely women, handsome men, and attractive kids. It is what it is. Forrest Gump's mom told him that pretty is as pretty does. And I see that in my cuz. She's so stunning that it ain't even funny. And she's settling for a self-described brilliant man who we all see as an educated dummy. She drank the Kool-Aid. They got married. His levels of foolishness are varied. I will tell her that his bright ideas are delusional grandeur, inspired poetry one day, but not today, you see, nah, because she'll not get the bad news from me. Get rich is his focus. No rhyme or reason could change his perceptive. He sees something that we just don't see, and her vision and hearing is selective. She has tunnel vision. It's him that she's looking at and all that she hears. She cheers on his fuckery. On social media, there are posts and photos as she brags and he boasts and we cringe at each new shenanigan. But I'm over him while praying that she sees the light because she's luminous and he's ridiculous. And one day, hopefully soon, the light bulb above her head will tell her what we already know. But until then, I hold my tongue and pick up my pen in peace.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful. Wow. You know, sometimes you have to let people fall in order to understand certain things in life, especially pain. So when they fall again, and which they will, it won't hurt so bad. They'll know how to adjust to it much better. Y'all, excuse me, I'm trying to kill this damn fly that's been bugging me. And playing. I swear it's been playing with me, like dive bombing me and then flying on the other. Yeah, it was menacing the hell out of me for a while. I got his ass. I told him, I said, you come back over here one more time. And I did. That was beautiful. Everything that you said in there, it hit right on what you were talking about. And I love that the beginning of it, you said, it wasn't the very beginning, but right down the lines, you said, Forrest Gump's mom said, pretty is pretty does. And I like that. And then you said she was beautiful. Oh, man, that was an awesome piece. Oh, thank you so much for that. Ms. Lips, what you got for that?
I agree with everything you just said. The piece is beautiful, and it was It's about that dilemma that we feel, you know, sometimes where you see it clearly, but they choose to be blind to it, you know. And what you were saying even before the piece about the fact that she was a good wife and that she supported her husband as she should, but sometimes we get so in love with who they are that we allow their fuckery to overrule what we know is true. Probably deep down inside somewhere, she's aware that somewhere deep down inside of her, she's aware that time after time, his ideas don't work. But she's trying to be the supportive wife and do the things that she thinks that is right as a wife to do.
I watched my mother do that.
Thank you so much,
Ms. Lips. I appreciate you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
All right, Lady A. Yeah, I have to agree with both of you with regard to your piece, but I like the way you tell the story too. It's a very down to earth and matter of fact, and I think that, you know, there's much to be said for being an observer and watching, but I quite enjoyed the beginning of it when you talked about how this girl, this wife, feels about her husband, and then you know, that he's basically an idiot. So I loved how you tied that in. Could you read those couple of lines at the beginning where you're describing what she sees and what you see?
Yes. Yet she's settling for a self-described brilliant man that we all see as an educated dummy. She drank the Kool-Aid and they got married. His levels of foolishness are varied. Will I tell her that his bright ideas are delusional and delusions of grandeur? No. But it inspires this poetry that I'm giving to y'all. Do not get the bad news from me. Get rich is his focus. No rhyme or reason could change his perspective. Her vision and hearing is selective. He cheers his fuckery on social media with photos and posts. She brags and he boasts and we cringe at each new shenanigan.
Wow.
So perfect. I really enjoyed
it from the sidelines, you know, for a couple of years now. And yeah, I appreciate the topic tonight because it gave me inspiration. So thank y'all for that and for the mic.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Now, I'm going to send you, in fact, I'm going to get one of my divas to escort you over there to the Temptation Station. And that was actually named by, Lord, I can't remember his name, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, because he came on the pilot show for Diva Talk, and we didn't have a name for our lounge, so he gave us that. So, Lady A, if you wouldn't mind escorting Miss Storm over there to Temptation Station. Thank you,
before
Gina.
Before I go, I'd like to promote my show for Saturday evening. No problem.
Absolutely.
No worries.
I'm so sorry. I was just getting ready to say that. Tell her, let everybody know what you got going on.
This is the epiphany. We got to do it for ourselves if nobody else does. This Saturday evening at 8 right. Central, 9 Eastern. You can catch myself and Just Jay at the Just Jay Gina Show, where we're going to have a feature that we're going to be giving an interview to. We don't have features. We just do interviews. We want to do an interview with Zanice because we feel like she deserves a platform, a mic, a stage, and needs to be spotlight. So we're going to put her on the hot seat and light up your lives with her voice, her poetry, and all that she is and what she brings to the mics wherever she graces the stage. And so with that being said, catch us on Saturday night if you're available.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Ain't there something else you got going on called a start with the name?
Too much.
Small.
So at 1 Central, 2 Eastern, you can catch us. We are in the kitchen doing round after round. We do speed round style poetry, so you can get your poetic feel in the afternoon on Saturdays to kick off your weekend or end your week, however you look at that. On Sunday, we also have the living room. Come sit on the comfy couch while we have interviewees, often, sometimes not. But when we don't, we take the time to break down poetry for poets and give them feedback and perspective. And some of the things that we do is make sure that the poet feels heard. Because a lot of times people are listening to your cadence, they're listening to your tone, they're not actually absorbing your words. So we want to give them a breakdown like they've never had before. So come to the living room and do that. And then Monday morning at 7 Central, 8 Eastern in the a.m., which is hard for me until I have my coffee. And we have so many things going on at the AM Drive. The AM Drive is like a talk show that you call into on the radio, and rather than musical breaks, we have poetic breaks, many speed rounds throughout the show. Where we have hot topics, questions of the day. We ask you things that we want to divide when we ask the scruple question, and I will always be bringing you the black facts because we're not just black in February, but all 365 days. So if you're available this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, come through to Clubhouse with the Small House of Poetry. We may be small, but we're mighty, and we always have poetry.
Dina, would you please post all that information on the event page so people know exactly where to go? No, I don't retain that information well.
That's
okay. So I got to report
back. My short-term memory is fried, yes. So
okay.
As many links as I can come up with and everything that I can share, I will do so there. Appreciate you. I'm going to go to the lounge that has been aptly named.
Okay.
Ladies, Divas, you've done an amazing job. Thank you for your comment in the chat as well, Ms. VIP. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies, 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 that was amazing. Wow. I love her pieces. I've been a fan of Gina since the first time I heard her. And what's crazy is I actually fell in love with her voice first before her poetry. And it was kind of hard for me to concentrate on what she was saying because I'm like, this little voice here, it's powerful. It's tiny, but it's powerful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we got another caller up in here. I'm going to open up this microphone. Oh, we got the other host. Another one from Epiphany, the other host from the Just Jay and Gina Storm Show. This is Just Jay. Hey, Jay, welcome to Divas Talk. How you doing tonight?
Howdy do. It was so good last week. I had to swing back through.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. We want to hear stuff
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. And I know you just heard your partner up in here give that beautiful piece and that great commentary on it. And I want to ask you the question of the evening. Oh, say hi to my diva. They hiding in the background somewhere.
Who in the room?
Hey, Jay.
You got
hey,
Lisa
Jay. Hey, how
Lady
you doing?
A.
I heard Lady A. Who else in there?
You got
Miss
Lisa Lip in here.
Hey, Lisa, how you doing, lady? You been taking care of yourself?
Yes, of course. I got to.
Diane, right. Look like you fell in with a pretty good crowd.
I have a tendency to do that. Thank you for noticing. But I want to ask you the question of the evening. What do you do when your friends come to you with unrealistic goals? How do you handle them?
Oh, my goodness. This is what y'all talking about? I was wondering what y'all talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good one, too.
Thank you.
Normally, I allow the person to go ahead and wear me out with it. Once I get to the point, but you know what, like during all that time, I'm throwing little helpful things out here, there, and just seeing how mm-hmm. folks respond to them, what may have you. But if a person puts you in an emotional paper route, I ain't for that life. Mm-mm, I am not for that life. If you're doing all type of crazy jive and this person doing crazy jive with you and we constantly, week after week, my thing is, it's been got to the point now where I'm just enabling your relationship by being a safety valve. And you spewing mm-hmm. shit on me, and then all of a sudden you're going back so you can deal with some more of that shit.
Mm-mm. Okay. That's actually one part, but when I say they come with unrealistic goals, like I was saying in the beginning of the show, you weren't in here yet. I have someone that I consider to be a very good friend at one time. We are no longer associated with one another. Mm-hmm. But they are an excellent storyteller. It's just that, I'm going to make a long story short. Anyway, because the story that they were telling, they wanted me to write it down because they just didn't know how to articulate it. And, as the story went on, I was like, wow, this is an amazing story. You got gold here, really. And everyone that they allowed to read what they had said the same thing. We're giving a lot of praises, saying it was an amazing story, and, yeah, it's going to be successful. What happened, their head got blown up, and they believed that they was going to be a millionaire by the very next year. They was going to own a private jet, and all kinds of, you know, and I had to knock them down a little bit, bring them down a few notches and let them know, you know, I'm not knocking what you want because I believe in you. I see success in you, just not overnight like that. You know what I mean? If you get overnight success, believe me, the devil then came to you with the most beautiful, wonderful things that you want. Okay, that's the only way it happens.
Right.
If you put in the
but
work,
you know,
in,
and sometimes that does happen right there too. You know, where it's just the right place, right time. Boom! And all of a sudden, you big like overnight. But the thing that would bother me is if my friend was beating me over the head with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If every time they get a chance, they start not directly. But it'd be subtly. Mm-hmm. You can see that they're looking their nose down on you and stuff like that because they feel that they're about to go ahead and be a billionaire next year.
Yeah, that was kind of like
that type of stuff. I don't know.
It was subtle, mm-hmm. little windows. But I don't pay attention to that silly shit. But I did notice and I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm just going to leave it alone because, you know, we're in the business here in this poetry realm of advertising, promoting, helping. You know, we get word gets around from us, okay? And I was going to bring them in to meet certain people so their work could be promoted. But it was a bunch of crap that came behind it once I didn't agree with their actions and their words. And a bunch of lies were spewed and you know, a bunch of gossip was put out there that was not aligned with my energy. So I had to fall back and let them know, I'm sorry, I'm just not, you know, my heart is not into your project anymore. I can't help you no more. Because people know what they do. They're aware, they're completely aware, but they feel as though they can try you to see how far you'll let them go. I don't let you go past that line.
Right.
Once you step on my toes, and I know I've been good to you, I've been there for you, I didn't request anything from you, compensation was not even offered. It didn't even come. It wasn't even a thought. Okay. And you did this to me, and you gonna come to me like nothing happened? No, baby. I gotta let you go. It's no room in my world for you like that. I'm sorry.
Because if there's something bigger than next time, she could be twice as worse.
Probably. They have done it to several. I'm gonna tell you one little silly thing that was done. Okay, so you pretty much know a person when you are spending a considerable amount of time with them daily. Okay, you see their habits. And what they do, how their body language, how they move, everything. So if you know a person and all of a sudden when they are trying to play a game with you, they make it seem like, okay, I'm going to tell you what happened. Motherfucker, I was calling them and calling them and calling them, and I didn't get no answer. I didn't get no return call, no message, no nothing. I was text messaging and everything. And they came back a month later. It was like a holiday time. And talking about, oh, yeah, I was wondering what was up with you. I'm like, you got two cell phones and a house phone with call ID. I felt like that old song. And talking about, I know you seen my number when they call ID. And
right.
You're telling me you didn't receive any voicemails. You didn't receive any text messages. No, I ain't seen nothing. And then when that lie kicked in, that was time for me to fall back. Because I know you carry a cell phone. You keep a cell phone on you like it's an appendage. Okay. There ain't no way in hell.
Now all of a sudden you can't be found.
Anything. Right, exactly. Okay.
And
so,
can't nobody find you, or just can't certain people find you? I need to know that too.
Yeah, the thing that killed me was no, I didn't see no messages or no missed calls. Okay. All right. Fine. You know, like I said, people are aware. They know what they do.
Yeah.
Ain't no need for me to explain.
No man
to
let people go free when they get like that. I try to let them go free and they like anything, you know, all right, so I ain't nothing. That's it.
I'm going to show you how much of a nothing that I am. You're going, within
go.
My absence,
and
I'm going to
wish you the
you
best,
miss
too.
My presence. That's right. Oh, I don't put out no bad energy towards anybody. None. But I don't allow you in within my world anymore. You have no access to me at all, and that's just the way it is. But Jess, Jay, enough of this. We are interested in hearing this amazing poetry that you always bring to us. So what I'm going to do is stand back out the house. Yeah. And ain't no pump the brakes, okay? Nah. I'm getting ready to give you the mic, okay? Whenever you're ready,
yeah.
The mic is yours.
I appreciate you, lady. All right. This piece might be right up the alley of the conversation there. Love laid in the cracks, the creases in the crevice of a shadow, buried deep, hiding inside of a spider hole. You see, love had PTSD. And love did not want to love anymore. Having been beaten flat and walked on by opportunities that didn't include love. And love was told that it would never be enough. But love had fallen in love with wanting to be loved. And her wasting emaciation was self-inflicted wounds. Love slowly grew into an unnatural shape, pleasing to the eye, like a bonsai, whose back had been broken and healed, but was beautiful to the eye. And many longed to purchase her love, but they wanted this beauty to be theirs. Their own personal little birdie in the glass, even if it was just for a moment, love still unwanted. Love twisted into a modern art and admired by the masses, living life through rose-colored glasses. Love had been bruised by too many chances. From her knees, she said, "Why don't nobody love love?" Maybe because love don't love nobody. Poem.
Wow.
Woo! Wow.
Go ahead, Miss Lips. I'm going to let you go first.
Listen, I've had this conversation a few times with some friends of mine where you know that you want the love that you know you deserve, but you've been broken and twisted and bended in so many directions. And then somebody comes along, and in this instance, he put this thing in a gilded cage, so still wasn't being loved, just being used for what they thought they wanted from you. That was smoking hot.
Hey, I appreciate that, too.
Lady A?
Yeah, I thought that I thought the whole thing was really beautiful, and I love the reference of the birdie in the glass cage. And I thought that it was a fragile piece because of the love that bruised you before, that the whole piece was beautiful. It made you long for that kind of love, but it was so fragile that it was nearly breaking. That's how I saw that piece. The love was, wanting the love, but too afraid to go after it because of the past hurts. Just fragile is the best word I could come up for that. Just really and truly very delicate.
Yeah, I appreciate that, because the very beginning of it said, love laid in the crux, the creases and the crevice of the shadows buried deep, hiding in the spider hole. Love had PTSD.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I agree. I have to agree with Lady A, and I think we've all been there. You know, especially after that very first heartbreak, because we go through several heartbreaks. We just, the more that we get, the better we deal with them. But that first one that you go through, man, you want to just say, forget love. I'm not going through that no more. And it's not that you don't want love. Everybody wants love in their life because everybody needs love. That's where we come from love. But you get to that point where you just like, I'm really afraid. I mean, I have known people that have tried to ward off love for a long time. And I told them, I said, no, it's going to come again, okay? Eventually, love does win. But we do get to the point where we want to hide and run from that shit because I don't want my heart. That's not a good feeling. To have your heart
broken. Don't get that love on me.
I'm trying to tell you, get that shit away from me. I don't want nothing to do with it. That was my attitude for a long time. No, I'm good over here, okay? But then you get to the point, because we were created through love, you start to long for it. And you still are a little apprehensive, but then you start to just like, you know, loosen that bow that you know, around you.
Sometimes we forget all that bad stuff, too.
Yeah, we do. I don't forget it, but I let it go. I get that shit to spirit a long time ago. I'm like, no, I'm not going to hold on to this. It's a miserable feeling. I don't want to be living in hell on this plane. I want my heaven right here on earth. So I stay pleasant and peaceful. And that peace right there was beautiful. It was amazing. As always, Jay, I mean, you bring us the best of you, and it's appreciated. It really is. Now, before I let you skate off, I know your partner was just up in here, but it's only fair that I have to put this on you, too. Can you let everybody know what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Radio universe? And you got something else going on outside of, too. Represent, Jay. Represent.
Much love, Danielle. This interview right here, I've done some interviews with some pretty big people, and this one here with a Janice is right up there. I felt that this right now is her time. We've all seen her body of work out there. She's just out there journeyman, producing and putting these poems out here, and she's running the room over there. It's time to go ahead and get this woman on the spotlight that she deserves. I've been listening to four of her tracks on loop. She is hella deep. I mean, hella deep. Every time I listen to him, I hear something a little bit different. She has a bunch of technical things going on with her poetry. Right now is her time for the go ahead and blow up. And here at Epiphany, we want to be a part of that.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's one of my divas, too. You know, she was supposed to be here tonight, but she kind of, you know, life be life, and it's all good.
But
I'm looking forward to it. I am definitely looking forward to listening in and perhaps participate in, because she is an extraordinary creative person. She has so much. She's so gifted, and she gives her all in whatever she is she's putting out there. And man, she's just an amazing person all around, you know. So
that's what I was just thinking.
Yeah, she is, and I'm really glad that you guys are bringing her in like that. So I'll be there with Belle.
Oh, if she wasn't ready, we wouldn't be doing it. If she was not ready, we would not be doing it. She been ready for a minute. She's been sitting there on the simmer. Some of the stuff that I've been hearing her do recently, oh my goodness. We're going to have a nice time with sis. We're going to treat her good, keep her protected, and we're going to go ahead and see if she'll open up, and we're going to go ahead and run with it. One meeting with her already over there in the den at the clubhouse. Went well. We have another one scheduled for tomorrow to just go ahead and go through this interview process. So, we know how far back we can go. The whole nine. I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised from what they hear from the young lady. She is super dope, and she's a real mind, too.
No doubt. Could you please post that on the event page? And I'm going to have this time my diva, Miss Lisa Lips, escort you over there to the Temptation Station. So great.
Come on, Lisa, let's go.
Come on.
Thank you so much. Yesterday, all right, and we'll
come on,
see you later. One love, one
I got you.
Already.
Come on, let's.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Just Jay. Before I continue, I want to give a shout out to some people up in here. I know life is life, and for y'all, things is going on. I'm shouting out For Real the Poet, the CEO of Epiphany Radio. And my girl, my other diva, Gwen C. and J-Rob, I see you up in there, baby. You know, missing you. Love all of y'all. All right, so what I'm going to do, it's time to pay the bills again, so I'll be right back after this. Well, we'll be right back.
Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network.
Welcome back. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dialing number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1. Get up in here. You have approximately 18 minutes before the 11 o'clock hour, and that means the Blog Talk Lady has no chill whatsoever. She will cut you off at the knees, and then you won't be able to get in here at all. And my diva, Mrs. VIP, I forgot to shout you out, baby. I see you. I'm missing you, girl. Can't wait till your voice comes back. So, but I'm patient. Oh, my divas, this show is going amazing. So what I'm going to do, we're going to spin the block, and we're going to do some more poetry. How about that? How y'all feeling about that? Y'all ready?
Yes,
ma'am. All right. Well, guess what? I'm going to go first this time. You y'all ready for
okay.
me?
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. All right. Is the mic mine?
It is absolutely yours. Let me adjust
Thank
the spotlight.
You.
Hold up. Okay, there you go.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. This is called I Am She. I guess you wonder where I've been. She, who be me. I am she, all woman, you see. Here to give as always love and light, so blessed be. I search to find the love within. So my pen screams through tears of my life experiences, and the ink from it echoes the love of life. Many are the stories to be told through us from the togetherness so sweet once we shared. My pen screams memories of blissful times of what once was, but lingers inside. And the ink from it echoes the love of life. Yet many are the stories to be told of an epic reality I long for once again. My pen screams through tears of my life's experiences. So listen, the ink from it echoes. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. I cry for your pain. And people ask me, how can someone with so much pain inside love so hard and stay so positive? I allow myself to heal because I know it gets better. And besides, God turns my scars into stars. I do my writing by the window, so I sit there a lot. Some pieces are fantasy, but most are true experiences, so I pretty much pull from my heart. And I listen to the distant noise of traffic. It's a happy distraction. Well, I'm in a daze from your love, you see. She, who be me. I am she, all woman, you see. Sitting, listening to songs or a best-selling literature piece. Weeping at the reeds that plant the seeds that grow from my tears because I'm always in my field. Feeling the meaning of the stories and told tales of, ooh, child, that's my song, or somebody knows me because they're telling my story. I'm going to play this all night because ain't nobody here but me. I just might play it till revelry. Eat an early meal. You know, breakfast to break the fast or just continue to read. Cause ain't nobody here but me. I'm a poet, you know, or at least that's what some say is true. Cause I sometimes like to shed a layer or few and tell her story. I mean, her story of she who be me. I am she, all woman, you see. The whole time asking the crowd, are you not entertained? I see you watching me. I came back to let you know. See, I'm not looking for fame, but you can still give me one mic in the spotlight. I'll perform and give you a little of my trailblaze to let you just a little close to me. Because ain't nobody here but me. But please proceed with caution. Tread lightly. It's on a heartstring trail that is very, very frail. Got a thing for you, and I can't let it go. And that's that piece.
These pieces that you be singing here lately are so on fire. I love the way you wrap the song into the poetry.
Thank you.
It's a talent. Trust me, it is.
Thank you. I try. Just a little bit, I try. But thank you. Appreciate that.
There's such beauty in your words, and you know, you, I wrote a little note in the discussion room, and I'm just going to read it out. So, and I said, La Perla Negra, shaman of energy and healing, her true self is written in each line of her poetry. Her hurts are tattooed in her soul. It does not embitter her. She lives her life to celebrate the changes and growth experienced. And one day, this celestial being will allow him in, and he will benefit from this shaman of love.
Thank you.
And that's
you.
What you
Thank are. Oh, I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much, Divas. Now, speaking of good work, amazing poetry, and all that good stuff, I'm going to bring through first Ms. Lips. The mic is yours.
Yeah. This piece is called Glimpses of Me. And so it is. I am being revisited by glimpses of the girl I once was, the uniquely carefree woman child that played by her own rules in glimpses, because she could only live away from home, where she was free to be who she was created to be. But now, the restraints are off. There's no one who restricted me walking this plane any longer. And those who knew the free me still remember her. So I'm starting to feel her coming through again. Her impulsive, sensual nature wants to live. I want her to live fully, so that I and she can become one again and be free as an eagle in flight. I love her, and her compassion drives me. You see, sickness and sadness and forced responsibilities held her down, and she's been beaten back and broken by love lies. But the vision is clearing now, and she yearns to be free again. And I yearn for her salvation too, so the passions of life can once again burn in me. So let it begin, the freedom of being, because I want to live free. I'm lit, and you've just been serving.
That's what I'm talking about. That right there. Can you give us the last few lines of that again, please?
Sickness and sadness, of course, responsibilities held her down, and she's been beaten back and broken by love lies. But the vision is clearing now, and she yearns to be free again, and I yearn for her salvation too, so the passions of life can once again burn in me. So let it begin, the freedom of being, because I want to live free.
You know, the journey to self-discovery and knowledge of self and loving, getting back to loving yourself is the most important journey that we'll ever be on in this lifetime within this realm. It's a beautiful thing because I've been on that journey for a minute, and I love the way that I have elevated, and I fell in love with myself. And this is why I can look at life, not so much through rose-colored glasses, but I can still find the beauty in it because I've fallen in love with myself. We are life within itself, the epitome of it, especially we as women, okay? And it's just an amazing thing, this thing of self-discovery, because it puts you in closer proximity with spirit, within that divine spark. And I love that piece, Lisa. Oh, man.
Thank you. And I sometimes, and I wrote this a little while ago, but I sometimes just go back and read it to remind myself of the journey that I'm trying to be on. Because we get sidetracked, and we get busy with other things, and we get caught up in things, and we forget the journey we had set out for ourselves.
Absolutely.
So sometimes it has to be a reminder.
Absolutely. Lady A?
I thought that I really like this, the glimpses of me. You know, sometimes we get so lost and caught up in daily routines or lost in someone else's needs that we forget about ourselves. And I really love that you could still see those parts of you that you love. Like, you know, playing by your own rules and being impulsive or perhaps not impulsive, but, you know, oh, what is the word I'm looking for instead of impulsive? Oh, it's left me. But you want to be in touch with the real you, that central part of yourself to celebrate. And even though time on this earth has beaten you back and you've been broken, you choose to be free and follow that part of you that is really you and to live your life again as you. And I thought that was really quite moving and relatable for every woman, for everybody to see that even though we get lost at times, that there's we need to hold on to those glimpses of ourselves so that we can get back to that place. Very, very lovely piece.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, you come on with me, Miss Lips, and let's back out of the way and let Lady A have the stage. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. I was going to read a piece that relating to tonight, but I kind of changed my mind and went in a different place, and I've lost my place. Of course, that would be too easy to have it all turn out easy enough. I'm so sorry. Just okay. This is a piece about peace, and it's called "Can You Hear the Silence?" Listen. Can you hear them? A different sound from what I've known. Children laughing, their voices carried on the wind from east to west and back again. Cries were always what we heard. No food to eat. It was absurd. Watch mothers smile when seeing their babies thrive, bellies full, content to crawl in bed under a blanket of wool. Worry disappears, tucked in, love flows into her young, she bestows. She stands guard over her brood. She is motherhood. Cool, clean, sparkling water, plenty to drink when temperatures are hotter. Bathing, clothes washed, life refreshed without being squashed. Germs, infections are kept at bay, and basic cleaning is the only way. Can you feel it? The cool splash upon your face? Wells for all in place? See the chickens, cows, and hogs, and families raise them for food. Wheat and corn grow on the land and create bread by their own hand. Squash and potatoes sweet nourish kids from head to feet and bellies distended because they are full, planting veggies by bucketfuls. This is the world I see, my wish, my dream for all to see, a world where children live in peace, drink clean water, and eat. No more babies crying because they're sick, or no medicine to fix. It is the beginning of bigger things, ending wars to live in peace. End poem.
Wow. Oh, man. I don't even know what to say about this one. That was beautiful, as always, Lady I. And you put so much of yourself in your pieces. Like I said, the way that you just have this soft, this calmness about you when you spit your pieces, it's just like, wow, what's she going to say next? And next.
Thank you.
And next, and next. You know, I love that piece. I love that. Ms. Liv, what you got for that?
It's the imagery for me. I see these scenes as she speaks of them. You know, when you talk about the analogies that you use, the natural analogies that you use, I can see those beautiful images in my mind as you're speaking, and looking for that place where the silence lives as I'm seeing those scenes that you create. So your pieces are very visual, and I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. Absolutely.
Wow, divas, my divas, my divas. We have given the world another amazing show. I love the energy between us. I think we got something special here, and I look forward to doing this with you again. Do you ladies have any closing words? Because we can really shut this down.
I want to say thank you for allowing me to be part of this Diva Club and sharing my poetry and sharing my thoughts about your poetry. And I have enjoyed the last 2 weeks immensely, and your company, you and Lisa and Janice last week, and I thank you very much.
No way. Ms. Liv.
Yeah, and I agree. The forum, there are too many places on earth where women are not in camaraderie with each other. They're doing these shows, but they're it's like a big giant argument. It's so good to be amongst like minds and speaking on things that affect us as women. And I appreciate you allowing me to be a part of this.
Amen.
You're welcome. I appreciate you ladies too. I got nothing but love for you. And I'm going to send this out to everybody. As I always say, get that good relationship going with yourself, because that's where spirit dwells within. Continue to love and respect one another. And just be safe, be sensible. I love y'all. Thank you for coming out. And I'm going to send you off with this and say peace.
Good night.
Good night.
If you can't hold it. motherfucking moment. Fucking moment, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your motherfucking
moment. It's your motherfucking moment.